You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the best of The Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to The Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, campers, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Jay and Dan were both in Vegas over the weekend. The Bonfire hosts enjoyed a gathering of comic friends in Sin City. Listen in as they describe their eventful day at the pool, including dad bods, girls, and more.
Yeah, we spent some time. We did some pools.
It was fun hanging out at a pool with a bunch of comedians because, first off, we all got in the first day and we were in the pool, and Jay just swam up and goes, "We are the dad bod squad."
Yeah, dad bod squad for sure. I tell you what, I was really not want to. It's all my nightmare. Getting ready to go down to the pool, Dan's talking me off a ledge of going like,
I'm like, dude, you've lost weight. You look good. I've seen Jay with his shirt off. You're fine. You're going to be great.
And that's what happened. That was funny. When everyone got down there and took off their shirts, I'm like, why am I being
It's so a bunch of comics.
I was like, I go, now I'm saying that they're wrong. I'm going, no, guys, we should all be sitting in that cabana ashamed of ourselves with shirts on.
100%.
But if you guys are going to get in, then I'll go in. Like, I stack up in here somewhere. I'm definitely not the worst body in the group.
My favorite.
Not a chance.
My favorite was Chris DiStefano had these waitresses meet us the second day.
And for Korean girls from Canada.
He just met four Korean girls from Canada the night before. So we show up day one, it's all dudes at the pool. It's just like us, just like sitting there being like, this is hot. And then we like leave. Second day, Chrissy D is like, hey, I got this group coming. I got this group. The Asian girls come, the Korean girls come and hang out in the pool. Jay sees the funniest thing, which he can't yell out for me. I'm talking to DeRosa in the pool and I didn't look over.
If I would have said your name, it would have detracted him from doing what he was doing.
Can I tell you a story in a story?
Sure.
Because you caught me later, and I bet you don't remember this. But while you were trying to get my attention, I was concentrating on peeing in the pool.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't because Jay, people were talking to me. So I swam over to the stairs.
This is great.
Sitting by myself.
You see myself on the stairs? I swim over to him. I go, hey, buddy. I go, what's up? And he's like, nothing. I'm cool. And I go, I didn't think you weren't cool. I go, you just sit over by yourself. What are you sitting for? He's like, I'm fine. And he goes,
no, I hung out for a while.
Yeah.
And then he hung out for like a good 5 minutes.
And then he goes, all right, I got to go pee.
No, I go, where's the bathroom? And Jay goes, go in the pool. And I was like, I was trying.
No, that's not what happened. I figured it out.
You should go in the pool. And I went, I was trying to. And you went, that's why you were over here?
Oh, I had the thing.
I was over here. And he's like,
you sectioned off to go to, yeah.
Yeah, because he goes, just go right here. I was like, yeah, I was trying to. And he's like, oh.
Yeah,
like
I swam over. You know, you try to pee and you just see your fat friend with his shirt off going this.
And he's like, but also Jay's walking up super cash too. Yeah. Like, hey, bud. And I'm like,
just having a pool convo.
I'm like, I'm all right.
Maybe,
I'm
all right. Maybe a daiquiri in my hand. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
I'm just trying.
You hanging a leak? You having a whiz in the pool? Are you?
It also,
you know, they got that stuff that turns everything all green around you.
Dude,
you
that would have been even better.
Oh, I wish it had. Dude, I wish it.
I'm waiting to get inked. I can't wait to get inked when they fucking make me look like a squid.
Dan's pissing in the pool. I love that.
Swim away so fast.
It's funny, kind of like your farting thing. I find it so funny that you were trying to actively piss in a pool, two feet away from just like smoking hot Asian girls, and then the other
waitresses weren't there, and the Asian girls were pretty far away.
No, right behind you, because that's what happened. That's when Chris came in.
True,
I didn't right behind you.
Well, it's all warm. And they were on rafts.
You're welcome, ladies. They weren't all on a raft. They weren't refugees. There was one raft.
Do you remember when we pulled up beside them and pulled them on ship?
Remember, we saved them?
One of them was laying stomach down on the float, and her butt was so nice that it was like a lighthouse. Like, you just watched everyone look at it. Everyone was like, whoa, what the fuck? Because it was one of those
Asian girl with a roundy.
Fat butt.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, someone we were with, I believe, was like, all right, if you lay on the raft, you have to lay on your stomach. So there was four of these really cute Canadian Korean girls, and I had my back to them. I was trying to piss. I couldn't do it, but Jay saw it, and he couldn't get my attention.
So Chris DiStefano, we then
said, and this should be said, that Chris DiStefano is a coxman.
Oh, yeah.
He is a ladies' man like I've never seen. It's impressive to the point that you're like, wow.
All this said, by the way,
friend's mom.
All this said?
Yeah.
Look all at this him. Said, by the way, dad bod.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That shows you how much charisma. It's not like a terrible...
No. He doesn't have a terrible body or anything. I'm just saying, like, for some reason, Chris's face is so handsome that I thought he was going to have, like, a... I thought he was going to be...
You thought he looked like he was going to Ronnie from Jersey Shore.
No, not like that, but like...
Look at him.
Listen, he's not heavy at all, so it's not like he... Yeah. He looks great in clothes,
dress
too.
Is great.
I'm just saying, I'm surprised his body... I thought he was going to be, like, possibly, like a tight stomach. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was just surprised that it was, but he's also like, he's not a kid anymore either.
Sure,
you know,
he's in his 30s.
And his listen, I'd pray to have his body. I'm just saying, I thought he was going to be like more jet, but he didn't give a shit either. He just fucking all charisma and that fucking, his giggly Adam Sandler boyishness.
Yeah, they're like, just look at my pussy.
Killing it.
So he has
killing it.
Four beautiful Korean girls from Canada in the pool. And he's got these other two... waitresses that are bottle waitresses that are, one of them shows up and I'm like, oh, you're like a dream girl in a movie hot. You're like a throw it a wall. If she turned to me and been like, hey, leave this all behind, I'd probably be like, yeah, where do you want to live?
Jacob, and I'll
show
you.
She had a bathing suit,
Jacob,
that was a thong, and I wanted to fucking fight everybody.
I'll tell you this. She was hot. I don't know if it's throw your life away.
Dude, she had,
but I mean,
she's from Louisiana, so she had a little bit of a southern accent. Her butt was unbelievable, and Christy was on it like stank.
Although the ride back to the hotel that night in the car, me and Dan were definitely doing the fucking thing we did with Paris Hilton here.
Yeah.
We're both. Chris is probably back in the back seat fingering her, and meanwhile she's like, "My cheeks are hurting, guys." And me and Dan are just fucking doof clowning in the front. Is this funny, pretty lady? Is this funny? Is this funny? She's like, "You guys are so funny." Oh, Chris, too many fingers.
Ow,
so
baby,
tight.
Baby,
you're gonna hurt later.
I'm gonna come too much. Oh, you silly clowns. We're like, and then he
Chris is
like,
yeah, Chris could just be like, I got a fart.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, baby. Oh my God. These clown boys are hilarious.
Completely were doing that.
So they, you know, this is like all going on at the pool, but I have my back to the Korean girls, and Jay sees.
This is great. Anytime, and it's just something, it just made a broader acknowledgement of something. When you catch somebody. Like eyes with somebody who's coming to you,
mm-hmm.
way far away.
Just happened to me upstairs when the guy held the door for you guys.
Yeah.
I had to
Watching the actions of someone, if you get out there, people, like, film this when you see it happening. If you ever see it happening, it's going to be, it'll become a viral sensation.
Yeah.
Things people do when you catch eyes way too early. And when Chris was coming back with four drinks for the Asian girls, only I saw this, but he was like slowly, like, you know, like sinking down into the pool with the drinks.
He's coming down the steps with four waters for four girls
and
cups.
And they see him, but it's like too far away to talk necessarily yet. So just watching Chris go by and be like the pap, 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 pap. It's like shaking his shoulders, like it's like you do like a little like dance that means nothing. Just like
as he walked in, he was like, we just kept doing different ones.
Dude.
Like, poop, poop, doop, boop, doop. Four waters for four beautiful ladies.
Yeah, and we were just doing every time you see somebody far away, they just go. It's always like some weird dance you got. Like, oh, I do. The guys are over there.
I did
the boys.
I did today upstairs. I did the wide receiver to the run to the huddle where the guy held the door, and I went.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a shoulder.
Just like, a little. Yeah. Like you crank your arms, but you're not really running, but you're cranking your arms like you're jogging.
I'm showing you I'm moving.
I'm doing my best, man. I'm just trying to get over there, you know?
Dude, yeah. We were fucking laughing about that like a bunch of idiots in the pool for. I mean, they had to have known we were talking about him.
It was great. Hey, ladies, here we are. And it's just, goddamn, that's such a funny moment. Everybody does it. Everyone. I mean,
it's awkward spatial interaction.
Just we can't talk, but you acknowledge me, so you have to have like a nonverbal conversation where like, oh, I'm coming over to you, or, dog. Yeah. I'm coming to you.
Or you just heavily mouth thank you.
Yeah.
But the best one is Chris coming into the water down the stairs because it's kind of cold water, so he's like,
just hit the helmet.
Ooh, okay. You know, it's the belly button that gets me.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. And on Tuesday's show, comedians Dan St. Germain and Kareem Green stopped by and had a lively discussion about ridiculous biopic motifs with Dan and Jay.
I'm going to make a quick side note here.
Can I jump into
TV shows?
Yeah.
I'm just going on TV shows. I'm three episodes in, the only that are available of the Wu-Tang series.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
It's good, but
it is
a completely fictitious story, I think. You would know all these things. So far in this TV show, Raekwon has tried to kill Ghostface Killah twice. I think that would have come up in a documentary or two at some point if that was a real thing. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how off track they're doing with everything.
Wait till we do
that.
They escaped a burning house because Raekwon threw a Molotov cocktail that burns down a house on purpose that RZA and Ghostface are in. It's ridiculous. But I am watching it and enjoying it.
Dude, biopics, man. Like, still my favorite moment in any biopic is Straight Outta Compton when he's writing Friday and he goes, "This is hilarious." And then he goes back to writing.
Really?
The best part of that to me was the best part of that same movie was when he is.
That's so funny.
When Snoop Dogg walks into the room and Dr. Dre is like, doo doo dee doo doo doo. No. It's like, no. And then he starts doing it, and he goes, "Oh, that's pretty good. Let me think. 1, 2, 3, into the 4." Like, that's just how it came together, really?
Notorious, where he's like, where Biggie calls him, he's like, "I'm sick of being a gangster. I'm going to be a dad
Everybody.
Now. I'm coming back. I'm a different man."
That was my least favorite thing in the movie. Died. Biggie called everyone, for some reason, before he got shot, he called everyone he loved and said he was going to turn his life around to be better.
Yeah.
Before he gets in the car, he goes, "Mom, I love you. I'm gonna be a better son. Faith, I'm gonna be better than my kids and you."
He was gonna be a deacon in Mason's church. He's like, "We changed our life together."
He even did small calls. He goes, "Remember how I borrowed $20 from you in 1991?
I got you when I come back.
Baby, I'm paying you back. I'm bringing it back with interest."
And then the Queen one was, they stopped.
Queen was like, yeah.
They stopped them from arguing by going like, "Hey, guys, stop. Hey, guys, stop."
Really?
And they're like, "Wait a second. Get the fuck out of here."
I hate that they go, boom, clap.
People were fighting. They were fighting, and they go, "That's enough."
Oh, my God.
I was like, "Wait, well, all right.
Hold on. Guys, dude. Listen, hear me out.
Were we rolling on that?
You guys got to see the VH1 Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell true story.
I did.
Oh, it's great. It's the guy from Deadwood, and it's like...
It's the guy who played the Don't Touch His Ears and Something About Mary.
Oh, yeah, Warren.
Yeah,
the whole movie is just him flipping pianos over at record executive offices. Be like, "They don't get me!" And then almost getting stabbed by his dad.
Can you bring up the Meatloaf? Can you look for Meatloaf VH1? Because you know it's VH1, and it means that the quality is just like a little shittier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, soap opera-y a bit.
Yeah. You know that Ray with Jamie Foxx was supposed to be like a VH1 movie? Someone was telling me that.
Really?
Like originally,
and they were just like, "This is too good."
The movie Ray was supposed to be like for a cable movie, but Jamie Foxx did such a good job that they were like, "We gotta fucking put this thing out wide release." I don't know if that was a bar. I don't know if that's a bar rumor or a real thing, but someone told me that when we were in Vegas.
It sounds more like a bar rumor.
It sounds totally like
that's
a bar
like
rumor.
That,
but if it was real,
because Jamie was in movies already, why would he go to a VH1 movie? Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes big stars take those cable movies for the money.
That's like
VH1 cable movie, though.
VH1's pretty big.
What was that rumor?
I feel like every VH movie bombed.
Antonio Banderas is the story of Menudo. VH1 classic.
On Wednesday's show, exotic dancer Rochelle Ryan was our guest, and she talked about her role in helping the youth movement in the porn industry.
Is there any one athlete that you would still like to bang?
Yes. Jordan.
Who is it?
Nick Bosa. Oh.
Hey, go Niners.
Yeah.
I was going to say Vladdy Divac.
I love Floppy Divac.
Oh, and Gronk, but he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, Gronk. She's been on the show, too.
Gronk? Oh, his girlfriend?
Camille Kostic.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You like Nick Bosa? Did you see how fast he got in the backfield?
He's just beautiful.
He is beautiful, and he was getting sacks. Well, he got sacked. So you want to bang Nick Bosa?
Yes.
A little gingery for my taste.
He's young, too. He's like...
him young.
Oh, I know Christine's all soggy in the shorts.
You like young
guy.
Dudes?
Yes.
You do?
Giving me young.
Like mm-hmm. what? Like what's your ideal age?
Like 23, 24.
No, I'm sorry. Black Lou's 63 years old.
Oh. Yeah. He looks fantastic.
But DJ Lou, 24.
I mean, he's a rough.
Crack,
he's a Jersey 24.
He's 24 years old. He's been smoking since he was 9.
Yeah. He's from right outside of Teaneck.
Yeah.
So that's how he got his respect.
He's worked in a meth lab since he was 15 years old.
So your ideal age is 23 years old.
Yeah, 23, 24.
What about, have you ever had sex with like a 19-year-old?
Yes. I had sex with a kid in the adult film industry. I was going to be like, who was 18, still in high school.
What?
And like, yes.
And he came and just fucked and then went and took geography?
Yeah, I gotta go. My mom's really bagging on me.
Dude, it's so funny. He's at like 11 a.m. He's like, meow, meow. And then at 2:30, he's like, the Battle of Bunker Hill was, God damn it, 17, 90. And like, where were you this morning? He's like, I was
just nuts deep in the fucking hottest chick ever.
Filming a scene for MILF with big tits, love big dick.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
So he's 18?
He was 18, still in high school. That was pretty crazy.
What was his thing?
Big dick? I wake up in the morning and I bang
looked, he looked super young. Like, he looked like he was about 14 years old.
Oh, were you doing like it was your son's friend kind of scene?
My adopted son.
Oh, that's legal. Son.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, you're just like an AAU coach. Weird. You raised him up.
Yeah, you're not going to make any fucking.
You got him to play your game.
Who better to fuck than a person you raised to fuck right?
But yeah, you could probably get him a Reebok contract.
Oh, God,
they're just handing him out those.
No, when you were on your team here, I believe. You
about, are we still talking about AAU?
You should
basketball?
Fuck all of your adopted. Fuck all of your adopted children, world.
Yeah, they're yours.
Why did you get them?
There's yours, but there's no blood relation. Do
whatever
you
want.
Why
did you go through the uncomfortable amount of paperwork?
Yeah. You spent all that money to take care of a kid that's not even didn't come out of your body? Fuck it.
Come on.
You best fuck it.
Game on, dude. Game on. We're a young species. Game on.
I don't know how this fucking crazy marble works. I'm just trying to get by day to day.
We're just whipping around. You know what? They know how to play the songs.
That's the scene right there.
Jay.
Jordan Rock?
What? Yeah, if they're in the band, they know how to play the songs. This is the kid you banged?
Yes, doesn't he look super young?
Yeah, he looks like Urkel.
Wow, he really does look young. Was it weird?
It was, well, the whole setup of it, obviously, if you watch the trailer.
I think I could pick it up.
I'm starting to realize that my acting roles really are dads in porns whose wives bang their adopted kids.
Oh, damn, why are you not fucking a dad in stepmom porn?
I go, this cantaloupe's delicious, right, daughter?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to call bullshit on the storyline here, but the family's going to know what you're doing. You're not hiding it well.
Also, are you making that black kid eat watermelon? What the fuck?
I didn't. Oh, that my was Lord. The setup.
Yeah, I didn't even realize how crazy that shit was.
What kind of minstrel shit did you pull on this?
Oh, yeah. Miss Michelle, I don't know if I want my pecker sucked like this right here.
Oh, dude, that is crazy.
I was completely against this whole setup. It was way too... Yeah, it was a little too much.
Wait, what do the actors do when you're...
Christine, are you going to stop me from seeing this kid's fucking huge dick I've been waiting this whole time for?
It wasn't that big.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
It wasn't that big.
Well, I'll tell you, now you're really going to hurt my feelings when he pulls it out.
It's not that big.
Yeah, I bet.
Also,
is that like a spoiler alert?
Do the other actors just pantomime stuff?
Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that shrimp.
It's just because...
come on! That's hot.
It's just because he looks super, super young.
No, if you pulled my adult dick out, I don't know if it makes it past my buttonflies.
Also, I love this...
I'd also be nervous.
Other family members in these kind of scenes just have that cluelessness. My wife was sucking my adopted son's dick?
I thought she just dropped forks all the time.
Oh my God, I thought her big tits made her drop forks. I'm a porn dad.
And I figure once you get down there to pick up the forks, it's going to take you a while to get up with those big old tits.
I'm a porn dad. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.